Welcome to the Wife, Mother, Homemaker podcast, where I talk about biblical principles and practical applications for women. I am Gina Bain. You are listening to episode number 35. Today's topic is building our house. Stay tuned. I think you're going to be blessed. Well, good morning, ladies. It's been a while since I've been back with you, but I'm excited to do that today. It's ironic that the last episode that I recorded was called Finish the Race. And I'm going to tell you, anytime you try to do something for the Lord, spiritual warfare has ramped it up. It will ramp up in your life. That's the way it does with me. And so I've been battling with some spiritual warfare, but at the same time, one of the reasons that you have not heard from me for a while is because I have been super busy on the home front and my family comes first. So just like any other thing in my life, where I have completely sold out to following the Lord Jesus, it makes me be different from the rest of the world. It just does. All the time when I step out in faith to follow Him, I notice how different my life begins to look from everybody else around me. It seems that way at times. And you know, really it should, because when we're following the Lord, we are taking a path that is less traveled. We're walking that narrow way. And as a result, that means that many decisions that we do and or that we make and just many things that we do are going to look different than a lot of other people around us, because not everybody is following the Lord. Even those that say that they are sometimes are not. And sometimes that's hard. But I find that to be true in so many areas of my life. And podcasting is no different. One of the things that people, you know, the professional podcasters and people that tell you, you know, how to do a podcast and how to be successful, one of the things that they tell you is you have to be consistent. Put out a podcast every week, put out a podcast every month. And so what I have found is that really doesn't work for me. Sometimes God just hasn't given me something to share with you. So it doesn't make sense for me to come on here and share with you something, because I don't want it to be Gina just rambling on and just talking for the sake of talking. I want everything that I do to be purposeful. And so I want you to know that when I come on here to tell you something, I have a reason why I'm doing it. And I hope that reason is because God has given me something to turn around and share with you. So that may mean that you hear from me once every week for a while, and then I kind of disappear for a little while, because the seasons of life are constantly, it just seems like we're constantly going out of one season and into another, and then we come back. And it's just the ebb and flow of life, right? And so if I'm going to teach women, that's one of the things that I want you to realize, and that we get all the guilt out of our mind, right? Because we're not doing everything like the world says, or like quote unquote, the experts say that we should be doing it. You follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what I'm going to try to do too. And that's what I will always encourage you to do, because following him is always the right decision. So today I want to share with you some scripture that I read in my quiet time recently. Currently, I am reading through the book of Matthew, and I just finished reading the chapters where Jesus is given his Sermon on the Mount. So this would be Matthew chapters 5-7. And towards the end of his sermon, he talks about the wise man and the foolish man building their house. So one of the things that we focus on here with this Wife, Mother, Homemaker ministry is that last word in the title, homemaker, right? The Bible calls women to be homemakers, and I am convinced that being a homemaker is so much more than cleaning house. It's so much more than cleaning house. I believe that that is one aspect of it, but it's not the only thing that we should be focusing on. And I think sometimes we kind of get in this little mentality that that's what a homemaker is. But a homemaker is so much more. It's about the atmosphere in your home. And I believe that one of the things that as a homemaker that we are helping our husband do is build our house. Now, I'm not talking about materials. I'm not talking about the physical dwelling. I'm not talking about the wood and the walls and the structure of our home, but I'm talking about what Jesus was talking about here in Matthew, and that is the spiritual home that we're building for our family. Yes, we are building something that has eternal implications to it. And that's exactly what Jesus is doing here. He is taking a physical element, a home, and where and the location that it is built on, and he's talking about building your spiritual house. So let me read these scriptures to you. This is coming from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And it says, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who has built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." What are you building your house on this morning? Are you building your house on the rock, or are you building it on the sand? That's what Jesus was challenging his listeners to think about. Where are you building your house? The rock? Well, that's Jesus Christ. Are you building your house after following him? Are you walking the narrow way? Are you daring to be different? Not just for the sake of being different, but for the sake of following Jesus Christ unashamedly, no matter what everybody else around you is doing? Or are you building your house on the sand? Because if you're building your house on the sand, the scripture says, when those floods came, when the rain fell, when the winds blew, that house was utterly destroyed. Great was its fall. I don't want to do that. I want something that's eternal. I want something that's going to last. I want a faith that I can pass on to my children, that they see me living every day, that this is real. This isn't some religion that makes me feel good, although I do, because I have the joy of Jesus in my heart. But this isn't just some religion that I follow these rules because this makes me a good person. My faith is all about a relationship with Jesus Christ. And if my children can't see that outpouring in my life and see that I am different from the world, then am I really building my house on the rock? Jesus wants us to follow him unashamedly. We can listen to all the experts say how we ought to do stuff, how we ought to raise our family, how we ought to teach our children, how we ought to whatever, fill in the blank. But the only expert that we should be following is the author of this Bible. That is the expert. And if it's not spelled out in the Bible, then it's not really expert advice. You see, everything that I come on here and try to tell you, it's not new stuff. All I want to do is point you to the author of the Word, to the one true God. Follow him. And sometimes that means that you make difficult decisions for your family, and it causes you to be different from those around you, and that's okay. So be brave, be bold. And this morning, I just want to encourage you to build upon that rock, because the same floods, the same downpour of rain, the same wind will come to your house as comes to the house that is built upon the sand. You see, the same elements beat against us, but will your house stand or will it fall? So as you focus on being a homemaker today, remember that it is more than cleaning house, but it is building that spiritual component in your home and helping your husband build your house upon the rock of Jesus Christ. So I hope that encourages you today. Thanks for listening. And just be in prayer for this ministry, that I will be obedient to God and what I bring to you and what I do with what He has given me. And may the Lord bless you and your home. Until next time.